aspects of training, content and activities. Effective training requires a smooth integration of content and activities. Content is information, facts, demonstrations, explanations, stories, and so on. A trainer can deliver content through lectures, reading assignments, video recordings, text on the internet, podcasts, slide sets, charts, and other such things. An activity is a training exercise that requires the participants to interact with each other, with the content, and with the facilitator. A trainer can conduct games, simulations, role plays, discussions, debates, experiential exercises, group projects, and other such events. As I said earlier, effective training requires a smooth integration of content and activities. Content without activities produces inert knowledge. The participants store facts and information in a passive manner and recall it verbatim. They lack the ability to apply it to challenges in their workplace and in the real world. Activity without content is like requiring the participants to role play headless chicken. The room is full of tumult and shouting, with people working intensely in teams and having heated debates. At the end of the activity, the participants are confused, wondering, what was that all about? Content is not enough. You need to apply it to real-world situations. Activity is not enough. You need to reflect on it and learn from it. How exactly do we integrate content and activity? Where should we begin? What comes first, content or activity? Chicken or egg? It is a simple prescription for effective training. Don't present any content that is not incorporated in a training activity. Don't conduct any activity that does not incorporate relevant content. You can present training content before an activity. We call it briefing. You present facts, principles, and procedures that can be immediately applied to an ensuing activity. You can present training content after an activity. We call this debriefing. You encourage the participants to reflect on their experience from the activity, gain personal insights, and share it with each other. And you can present training content during an activity. We call this coaching. You place the activity on pause and present just in time, just enough content so the participants can use new tools, new mental models, and new levels of competency. My prescription has severe limitations. You can conduct an activity only after the briefing, before the debriefing, or during the coaching. Unfortunately, you cannot conduct the activity any other time. Alas.